It's been a confusing few weeks for U.S. policy in Syria. First, there was President Trump's announcement late last month of a total and immediate withdrawal of American troops. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis and anti-ISIS envoy Brett McGurk resigned shortly thereafter. But then the administration backpedaled. National Security Advisor John Bolton announced a slower timeline and conditions for withdrawal. Bassem Marouet is Mideast correspondent for the Associated Press, and he says that no troops have been pulled yet.
The process has begun by pulling out equipment toward Iraq. This happened over the weekend, but so far we haven't had any confirmation of any troops leaving Syria already.
Amid all the questions surrounding U.S. strategy, there's been one consistent refrain. What about the Kurds? Bassem talked to me about the fate of our Syrian Kurdish allies once the U.S. forces are gone.
The Kurdish fighters, the main Kurdish militia in Syria that's known as the People's Protection Unit, or the YPG, has been a strong ally of the United States since 2015, when the U.S. discovered that they are among the most effective fighters fighting against the Islamic State group. And since then, they have been arming them and giving them air cover in their fight against the Islamic State group. And since then, this Kurdish militia has taken most of northern and eastern Syria from the extremists. And now they are still fighting in a small pocket. So they have been very effective in the fight. And the plan to withdraw from Syria has taken them by surprise because it came at a time when Turkey was saying that it's planning to carry out a military operation against these Kurdish militiamen and militiawomen, whom Turkey considers a terrorist organization linked to an insurgency inside Turkey. So this has been the concern, and the Kurds have been worried that once the U.S. troops pull out of Syria, there will be no protection for them, and then Turkey will invade northern Syria and northeastern Syria and take the areas they control.
You mentioned men and women resistance fighters. Are there a significant percentage of these who are women also?
Actually, it's two units. You have the YPG and the YPJ. YPG is the People's Protection Unit, which is all men. And then you have the Women's Protection Units, which is the YPJ. And these are also very effective. Unlike other groups in Syria, the Kurds are known to be more secular than other ethnic groups, and women play a major role in everything from leading political parties to running civil administrations. Even in the fight, women have played a major role in the battle, and they lost lots of women in the fight against the Islamic State group.
I'm wondering if you can tell us more about the role that the Kurds have played in the war against ISIS?
Well, the thing is that the Kurdish militias have been instrumental in defeating ISIS. Their biggest victory came in October 2017 when they captured the northern city of Raqqa, which was the de facto capital of the Islamic State group. Also, the Kurdish militia is holding about 700 foreign fighters from ISIS, including British, Americans, French, Arabs from different nationalities. And one of the questions that have been raised since President Trump's announcement for planned withdrawal is what will happen to these prisoners, who will take them. And that's an issue that has not been cleared up yet.
President Trump has also tweeted and threatened that the U.S. would, quote, devastate Turkey economically if they attack the Kurds. How is Turkey receiving that?
Well, the Turks have been very angry with this statement. And although President Trump did not say how this is going to happen, the Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said that it could mean economic sanctions. And the United States imposed sanctions on Turkey last year, and this caused trouble to the Turkish lira that lost 40% of its value. But then the U.S. lifted the sanctions after an American pastor was released by Turkey.
You've obviously covered this region since 1992, and I'm wondering, through many different presidential administrations, I'm wondering, what is your assessment right now of what's happening in the region, particularly when it comes to President Trump's proposal to pull out of Syria?
Mm-hmm. Well, the U.S. came in late into the Syrian conflict. As you know, in 2013, there was a chemical attack on the suburbs of Damascus, and this was considered crossing the red line that President Barack Obama at the time had drawn for the use of chemical weapons, and everyone was expecting President Obama to launch a missile attack on Syria, but this didn't happen. Since President Trump came to power, he has been more assertive in Syria. Like 2016, the U.S. military launched 59 cruise missiles on a Syrian military airbase in the country's center. And then last year, they bombed Damascus after a suspected chemical weapons attack on Douma. But it seems that President Trump doesn't want to keep the troops on the ground, and the 2,000 troops, I mean, are likely to be leaving Syria in the coming months. Now, there's so much speculation that once the United States withdraw its troops from Syria, President Bashar Assad's government is likely to march east into the Kurdish-controlled areas that are like very fertile. There are lots of oil fields over there, so it's a very rich region. And it seems the Russians have been trying to find a solution for this by convincing the Kurds to allow the government to go in. And the Kurds, out of their fear from the Turkish troops, they have said that they are ready to talk to the Syrian government and hand over some of their areas if this will protect them from the Turks.
Bassem, what do you see as the ultimate consequence, if you will, if the U.S. does, in fact, pull out of Syria? That includes troops and everything else. I mean, is this something that, is it too soon? Is it too dangerous? What do you think the consequences would be if Trump actually makes good on this call?
Well, the main concern is that the Islamic State group has not been completely defeated in Syria. The Kurdish fighters are still fighting the Islamic State troop in the last pocket they control near the Iraqi border. The war is not over yet. The main concern is by many in the region is that if the U.S. pulls early from Syria, this could lead to a resurgence of the Islamic State group and a rise by the extremists who at one point were planning attacks all over the world from their so-called caliphate that they declared in 2014. And the battle is still ongoing. So that's the main concern, that the U.S. might be leaving too early before ISIS is completely defeated.
Bassem Amrouie is a Mideast correspondent for the Associated Press. Thank you so much for joining us, Bassem.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.